So you can be medayik from the first line of the Mar Makomer sheet, it says Yom Hei Parshul Chosai, that when this got prepared. Because if it was really a shmuz from yesterday that I just couldn't give it, so would it say Yom Dalet? But it says Yom Hei, which means that it was prepared after Yom Dalet. Okay, so I'd like to thank Avram Aminov, who helped me prepare with the shmuz. We prepared together. My chavrusa. Okay, so the Medrash says it's a Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer, which, according to the people that I consulted with, this is the same as Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. I went to look it up in the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. I have no idea how to find anything in the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So if somebody knows, there's no Mafteach. I think you have to do the whole Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer to find out where this is on Kukosai, unless it's Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer is not Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. In which case, if someone could please show it to me, I'd be eternally grateful. Okay, so we're trusting the Otzei Midrashim. So it says, let's read it together. In B'chukosai Telechu, it's the first words of B'chukosai, so you can't go wrong. Ha'avos. Kishoya Kodesh Baruch Hu Nigla Alein L'Tzavosan, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to them to command them, on the Torah, lo haisa masnimam im b'chukosai lechu. He didn't give this stern warning, sign, register, sign right here, you know, you only accept it if you sign that you're not going to have a smartphone. Bim b'chukosai temasu, and if you're not going to keep the laws, he didn't make a conditional. Mibnei ma, why didn't Hashem do this to the avos? Mibnei shehen yodin koach matan scharin shel tzadikim or panusin shel Hashem, because they knew the power of the reward given to the righteous and the punishment to the wicked. The enon srikin lahasas men, there was no need to make this tanai. You have to make a tanai. You know they understand schar and onish. They do the mitzvahs, Hashem's going to reward them. They don't do the mitzvah, Hashem's going to punish them. They understood that. Aval shara neviim, but the other neviim, halavai, we wish. Afilu yifrosh lehem matan scharim panusan kama panim, even if you would be explained to them many times, kama panim, many times, the matan scharim and panusan, that the schar for mitzvahs and the punishment of errors, halavai yikonu bnei doron, halavai that the people of their generation will be humbled by that. But this jarred me. Oof. So the avos, I assume, is the avos. So Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are the avos. And then it cut off. This is not the avos anymore. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu already, it almost seems to me, I'm bringing you into my way of thinking, it almost seems to me that the Medrash said at Beloshon Sagi Nor, at the end, really what should have been written is that by the Avos, Hein Yodin Koach Matan Scharon Shaldikim Panush Nosharam. Since they knew the Koach, Enon Tzirichon Lahasas Lehen, you didn't have to bake this tonight. Aval Shara Neviim, finish off the sentence. He doesn't finish off the sentence, it doesn't spell it out, but I think that's the pshat. But Shara Neviim, they did not know Matan Scharon Shel Tzadikim Nusan Shel Hashem. They did not know the Koach. Of course they knew. They knew the Matan Scharon, the Schar Mitzvahs and Averis, but they didn't know the Koach, the full Koach, the way the others knew it. So Mela, the way it says it, so even if you had said 100 times, it doesn't say it wouldn't help. The people of their generation wouldn't be helped. So therefore, the Torah had to spell it out, sign here or else. This is pretty powerful. Sometimes we beat ourselves up because we know that there are mitzvahs, Hayim Shema, we say it every day, morning and night. We say Hayim Shema Tishmu. We say everything. We know mitzvahs bring us schar, and we know averus bring us onish. And yet sometimes It doesn't help us. And we think that, oh, we're such Rishoyim, we're terrible. And here, and I was very uplifted by this. I mean, I guess that person wants to get depressed from this. I was so uplifted by this. Even Shar HaNeviim, which is anyone after Yaakov, I'm in the same group, as everyone after Yaakov Avinu, is not Yodea Koach Matan Scharan Shel Tzadikim Peroshan Shel Rasha'im. Wow, this is powerful. And even if we hear it 100 times, Halavai Yukanu Bnei Doron, as we don't fully understand. So what do we think is the difference? You think Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, they were on a superior Madrega. But that difference between Yaakov Avinu and the next level is probably Dakis. Let's call it spade a spade. It's probably Dakis, but that Dakis makes a difference. So that means that every Dakis we have to work on makes a difference. It's like scary to think that little Dakis made the difference. So mainly you had, for Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to say, B'chukosai Selechu. I don't know if this is how you learned it, but I'm just putting my neck out. This is how I learned it, that the Medrash means, because it says, the Avos, Hein Yodin, Aval Shar Neviim, it means Lo Yodin, Koach. They didn't know the Koach to that extent. It wasn't as known. They knew Schar and Onish, yes. But the Koach, to that extent, they needed in B'chukosai Telechu. Moshe Rabbeinu needed B'chukosai Telechu. Avram Avinu did not. This is amazing. The hair, that whatever Dakas Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Baruch Shalom upon him, but there was some lack of Yediyah. Doesn't mean there was a Tainah. There's no Tainahs. But there was some lack of Yediyah of the Koach of Matan Scharon Shel Tzadikim and Pranuson Shel Rishayim. There was some lack of Yediyah already, this Katnu Ador. And Memela, the person needed in B'chukosai Selechu, is a whole new world now. Now you need B'chukosai Selechu. And it's a deher, that difference can only be a Dakas difference. What could you say was lacking in Moshe Rabbeinu? But you see, a Dakas makes a difference. Okay, we have to work. Who knows what. There are many more splits, I assure you, between us and Yaakov Avinu. But if we could put ourselves into a little higher category, we have to work. We have to work on this, and every the Musar Sidarim to drive it into ourselves a little bit higher can make a very big difference. So the rest of the next shmooze, it's the same shmooze. Just I wanted to try and bring another tzir to this. That's what we're trying to extract out of this amazing Medrash Rabbah. The shmooze is really from the second half, but to understand the second half, the proper tzir, you need the first half. So it was easy enough to read, so I left the whole thing in. This is all Yud. And by the way, I don't know all the new prints, the Medrash Rabbah, but the English Art Scroll Medrash Rabbah has a pirush I never saw before, even in the new, what I know to be the new Medrash Rabbahs. It has this Ashad Hanachalim. I have no idea who that is, but it's on the Hebrew side of in the Art Scroll one. So I didn't print it here, but there's one piece in there I'll say out. Okay, so let's just read this Medrash Rabbah, Dover Acher. It's going on the words, V'nasati gishmechem be'itam. It's part of B'chose Telechu. The next pasuk says, "V'nasati gishmechem be'itam," will give you your rain at the right time. So what is be'itam? Balelos, at nights, plural. B'mehordes hamelech hayu gishavim. B'mehordes hamelech, in the time of hordes, hayu gishavim yardim balelos. The rains would rain at night. B'shachris noshva ruach, in the morning the wind came. Nispazwa avim, and the clouds spread. Zorcha chama, the sun came out. It's nagva aretz, and the earth dried up. V'hayu po'alim yotzim v'osim lachdan, and all the workers went out to do their work. The yodin, and they knew, sherotzon avim shebashamayim maaseihem, that they were taka in compliance with the Ratzon Hashem. Ah, what a beautiful expression from the Baruch Shalom to say, you know, pat you on the head, you did a great job, it rained all night, and the morning you think it's going to be terrible, as soon as you have to go to work, 15 minutes before work, a wind comes, the clouds split, the sun comes out, everything dries up, and you go out to work. Perfect timing. And they knew. The Ribono Shel Olam's happy with them. Dover Acher. So the Asher Nechalim, I should have quoted, says this is arguing. So it's not just a different shot, but it's arguing. Dover Acher. V'nasati gishmeichem bitam. That's not enough of a description of how great. If in B'chukos HaSeleichu, it's not enough of a description of what happens if you do keep the mitzvahs. Oh, I'll give you the rain be'itam at the right times. Is a bigger tzir. The Racha is a bigger tzir. What's the pshat? Nasad yishnech mitam b'leile shabbosas. Only on, means Friday nights. B'leile shabbosas. Ma'isa b'mei Shimon ben Shatach. There was a story about Shimon ben Shatach. W'mei shlamtza hamalka. And shlamtza hamalka. Sheyugasham im yardim b'leile shabbosas. That it used to rain Friday nights. Until it rained, and the wheat became as large as kidneys. And the barley as large as olive pits. And vadashim kedin rezav, and lentils as large as golden coins. And the Chachamim harvested these wheat as big as kidneys, these barley as big as olive pits, and these lentils as big as dinarim. V'hinichem ladoros haboim, and they set it aside somewhere for the coming generations. Laudia kamachei gorim, to show you how much the chait, sin, causes. L'kayim ha'shnem ha'vnaseichem hitu eile v'chatoseichem emonu ha'tov mikem. Just to read through these, the parsha, just to make sure I've got everything right, all the tzirim. Balelos, the Barzu says, Taras kanim huva b'yalkut, she'oz kulam yeshenim v'bateyem. Why Friday nights? Everyone's sleeping in their, I'm sorry, nights, the first shot. Everyone's in their homes at night. Mazik lehem, and the rain won't hurt anyone. That's called be'itam. Bimei Hordis. What happened? Hordis. Shabana habeis hamigdash michadash. He rebuilt the base of migdash. Ve'hera kodesh baruch hu oz yisrael, and kodesh baruch hu showed klai yisrael shemasehem lerotzam lefano, that they were doing there everything that he wanted. Kimuvur biyosifam barichus chitim keklayos. Valzeremas Bashira says Inuim Khalov Kloyos Kita. What does the Etz Yosef say? The Mehurda Shasasar Binyan de Ezra. He knocked down the binyan of Ezra built. Ubana Osa Binyan Yafe. He built a whole new base of Migdash, second bias, Kadisa Msechas Bava Basra. Right? What we have left by the coast of Maravi is remnants of the Hordas base of Migdash. Lohaya Yardim Agasham Mela Balela. I was just in Eretz Yisrael when I went on the tour. Lohaya Yardim Agasham Mela Balelos. That the rain only rained at night. Ulamachar ha'yavesh masha yared, then it all dried up. Mnei shahoyis hachamim bezrachas lenagiv esaretz, because the sun came out and dried up the land. Kadei shlo yispatlu v'mlechas abinyan, shouldn't stop them from building. Ubezeh yadu, and that's how Klal Yisrael knew shemaseyem l'shem shemayim, that everything they were doing was l'shem shemayim. Afal bisha sasha binyan Ezra, even though they knocked down binyan Ezra. They're building another bias. That's considered acceptable. You knock down the base of Midrash, well, you want to build another one? Maybe the Baruch Shalom doesn't want that. So the people then understood. They realized that it was L'shem Shemayim, and Hashem was happy with it. Otherwise, who says they want a new expansion project? So, Be'ez Hashem, the sun's going to come out, and if it's sunny and shiny, then we'll know it's good. If it rains, we're all in big, fat trouble. Okay? Ma'ase b'mei Shimon, there was a story by Shimon ben Shatach, Kolomar, v'im tisapek v'tomar, and if you're going to have a suffix and say, Eich yaspiku g'sham ma'atim ke'elu l'birchas hashana, on the second shot that it only rains once a week, Friday nights. The first shot, it was raining every night. The second shot, it's only raining Friday nights. So that's Akasha. How could one night of Geshem be enough for the whole year? Bore, I'll tell you a story. Shazenimta Bechush. We found a real life story. The bracha was so unbelievable that the wheat was as big as kidneys. How big is a kidney? Imre Yosher on the left side says, Kikloyos, Kikol Evra Kulya, like the whole organ of the Kulya, the kidney, Shu'aruch, is very long. So the Chita is like big as a kidney. So back to the Etz Yosef, Lo Diacha teaches, Shenag Shom Sibas Abracha, the rain is not the Siba, is not the cause of the Bracha. Elabirchas Hashem hi asiba. Not the rain that causes it to get big, but it's the Hashem. Ubezeh ha'isa bracha yotze me'anog. And this is how the bracha came out, more than what was typical. The normal rain brings about produce. And this rain, which was less than usual, just once a week, brought about these big kidneys. Well, Zed Sorim HaChachamim, that's why the Chachamim, you know, gathered them together, the Shomrim, and saved them, the Shmeres, La'os L'doros HaBoim, for the future generation, Sheyedu Magorim HaMaisim, so they should know what causes the Maisim HaMamshichim HaShkochas HaKel Yisrael HaBakasa, what causes the Maisim Hashem? What caused the Maisim Hashem? Mitzvahs, not the rain. That's the big, like, the treasure, La'asid Lavo. We're waiting for the secret. We're going to learn. We see from this, you know, don't we have this, the hair already, that we read the Chukosai, we know Schar Mitzvahs, we know Onesh. Now, if you want to tell me that, well, okay, it's like the Kalim based on Migdash were hidden one day, the Kedusha based on Migdash will return. You know, it's one thing. But it's trying to teach us a lesson which every probably pre-K kid knows, that, you know, you do a mitzvah, a mitzvah boy. You know, what are we learning? The Chachamim was saving this, because otherwise we would never have this deher of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was responsible for the beautiful fruit and not the rain. You can imagine, this is what we're waiting La'asad Lavo, to have this tzir chushi, that we should finally deher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what brings us parnasa and not the job. So we learn this 100 times, 100,000 times. We'll hear this between now and 120. And yet, Achamei Ve'esrim, La'asid Lavo, the Chachamim, I assume that's when it's going to be revealed, La'asid Lavo, we're going to come out with this wheat-sized kidney-sized wheat, and say, ah, it's only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought the thing. It's not because of the rain, because a rain could not produce that size. We see how difficult it is to understand the simplest Hashkafas HaChayim. The simplest Hashkafas HaChayim, we have to work on ourselves. That's what they say, Mislis Sharam, there's nothing in there, no Chidushim. Yet, you know, Milsa Labadaite Lo Rami Inish, Lo Rami Inish Labadaite. If something which is not on our minds, we don't think about it. We could lose the simplest things. And the Ovis themselves had this, but after Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, it was lost. There was some Yediyah that was lost. Even something so simple was lost. So how much we have to work on this big nace that we're going to find, this treasure that we're going to find. You think like, it's going to be, what are we going to find? It's all for one thing. just that we'll see that HaKadosh Baruch is in charge of the world. And that will be a tremendous revelation. It's going to have such a hashpah on us that it's going to create a deeper emunah. So we see how powerful the need is to have to inculcate this emunah pshuta within ourselves.
It was more saying that the mitzvahs in the